Our scripture reading today is from the book of Colossians, and we're going to do it a little bit differently. The book of Colossians, particularly this part, it's like a hymn. And so we're not going to do it just as a reading. We're going to do it together, and we're going to do a left side and a right side. So you don't have to stand, but you are with me in the left, and here is Dave over on the right. Okay? So it's on the screens, and I invite you to join us in the responsive reading of Colossians 1, verses 11 through 20. In Christ, we see what cannot be seen.
Christ is the beginning, first over all.
Life flows from Christ in the heavens and on the earth.
All we can see and all we cannot.
Powers here on earth and powers above.
Everything comes through Christ.
Everything finds its real purpose in Christ.
For it is Christ who holds us all things together.
Christ holds the church and guides the body.
From birth to death, Christ leads the way.
In Christ, God's goodness dwells with us.
Every broken piece of creation.
Every fragment that is in disarray.
Whether it be on earth or in heaven.
Is united and made whole with God through Christ.
In Christ's self-sacrifice on the cross, creation is brought into God's peace.
Amen. Okay. Today, it's sort of a weird week, because usually we have a Sunday between Thanksgiving and Advent, but guess what next Sunday is? It is the first Sunday of Advent. And so what this is today is the last Sunday of the Christian year. And next week is our first Sunday. It is our new year. Our new year starts in Advent as the church. And so it is on this last Sunday that we celebrate Christ the King Sunday. And so today we read together this scripture from Colossians that talks about who Jesus is. But it doesn't really talk in the terms that sometimes we're used to saying. It talks in these huge and big and grand terms about who Jesus is. The church went through different periods. It went through periods where they didn't understand Jesus as divine, and so hymns like this were lifted up. And then it went through periods where it didn't understand Jesus as human, and so we talked more about Jesus' humanity. And they were always trying to teach people that Jesus was both human and divine. And so one of the ways that they taught in the early church and they got people to understand who Jesus was is they talked about Jesus as Lord or Jesus as King. How many of you watched the third season of The Crown? Are you watching it? Anybody? Oh my goodness. Some people. Okay. So this is the most I have ever known anything about monarchy is watching The Crown on Netflix. Because for me, and probably for many of you, it doesn't make any sense, does it, to have a king in this day and age? But this was the term that early Christians used because people understood it. And it was a political term. Christians in that early church made a decision that they were going to be allegiant to Jesus and not Caesar. And so they said with confidence, knowing that it could get them in trouble, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is our king. Caesar was not too happy about that. And so there became a great persecution of Christians because of who they swore allegiance to. And it's not different for us today. If you come today and you read that Christ hymn from Colossians, you are claiming that Jesus is the one who is above everything, all things, heaven and earth. And heaven doesn't just mean like right above us, right? How many light years away do we know heaven is right now? And expanding every minute. Which means Christ's reign keeps going and going and going. Now, I know that you know people who do not acknowledge this. Is this true? We all know people who do not acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. But what I want to tell you today is that whether people acknowledge it or not, it does not change the fact of that whether we sing praise to God or whether we don't, whether we come to church or whether we stay at home, whether we participate in grand acts of generosity or whether we are misers and we are stingy and keep everything for ourselves, it does not change the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's not Lord because of us. He's not king because of us. He is king because of what he has done, because of where he was at the very beginning, because of who he is. Life, it says in Colossians, life flows from Christ, not just ours, but every life flows from Christ. Everything comes through Christ. Christ is the one who holds all things together. That is more than a man, is it not? Men cannot do that. Only someone who is fully divine, who is God, has the power to hold all things together. And so when we come to worship, when we sing thank you, we are not just singing thank you for the meal that we are about to eat, are we? We are not just singing thank you for the homes that we live in or for our family. We are saying thank you for the very breath that we have, for the souls that are within us, for that connection between us and the divine and the connection between us and other people. All of that is given to us by Jesus Christ. So I want you to think about this. Is there a place where Jesus is not? Is there a place where Jesus is not? Let's do it again. Is there a place where Jesus is not?
No.
No. There is no place where Jesus is not. Jesus is there with us, with others, before they even know he is there. He is holding the world together, and not just the earth, but Venus and Saturn and Jupiter and Mars, the sun, the moon, the black holes. Jesus is the one. Jesus is the one. And yet, In the next few weeks, we're going to read this story about Jesus who is born here in this place. The one who holds everything together was also held by his mother as he screamed and he cried and he needed his diapers changed and he needed to be fed. I think we read Christ the King at the end of the year to remember the grandness of God. But Advent comes right on its heels to remind us that Jesus is also human, that he is one of us. So today and throughout the week, as you prepare for Thanksgiving in whatever ways you do that in your home and your traditions, when you say prayers around the table, really think about all the things that you can say thank you for. All of the incredible things that God has given us and that Jesus does for us, holding us together. And in that moment, we pray for his peace, because that is how that Colossians passage ends. In Christ's self-sacrifice on the cross, creation is brought into God's peace. And so may we know that peace of Christ. May we know the grandness of Christ the King. And may we know the intimacy of Christ, the baby who we are preparing to welcome. Let us pray. King Jesus, help us acknowledge that you are the Lord and the ruler of heaven and earth. May we this day pledge allegiance to you over and above any power on this earth. And may your kingdom come in its completeness so that we may know your peace. It is in your name we pray. Amen.